So did you live in Halls of Residence?
Yeah, yeah, I did. I did a year in Bolsover Street, which is the Fitzrovia Hotel. It was. I'm sure they couldn't possibly have a business of it if it was if it was the same as it was when it was a student Halls of Residence. So I'm sure they've done a good job on it on the rooms.
Can you describe the Halls of Residence?
Yeah, it was quite an austere building, but it was an old building. I mean, I presume it was either Victorian or Edwardian. I mean, it must have been built either at the very beginning of the 20th century or the end of the 19th century. I'm not sure if there were true. There were rumours that it had been an asylum at one point. I mean, I'm sure it had days as a student halls of residence when it would have sounded very much like an asylum. Quite dark. Quite small rooms. I would say that my room was not a lot bigger than 2 meters by 5 meters or something. Of course, no ensuite rooms. Every floor had a couple of bathrooms and a small kitchenette. And then in the basement of this, I suppose about 5 or 6 stories tall, in the basement of the building, there's a large kitchen on the ground floor, the raised ground floor. There are a couple of TV rooms. Yes, it's very, very nice to pay £20 a week rent and live 5 or 6 minutes walk away from Oxford Street. It's quite good.
Was it unisex or single sex?
It was unisex, but I think they split us in floors. I think maybe there's a male floor and a female floor. And